Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. After talking about halal income and the dangers of not taking care about how we earn our money and how spiritually polluting an impure and illegitimate income would be, there are different kinds of ways of earning money and different types of methods of expenditures and ways of spending. And I think the one important thing for us to always remember that I'm going to be repeating frequently is to remember two important points that we can see that are frequently mentioned in our religion, Islam. Number one is balance. Number two is rida and being happy and content with what you have. Balance, as the Quran says, don't lock your hand as a fist tight to your neck. Yani, don't be greedy. And don't open your hand all the way, which means don't be careless when it comes to, or reckless when it comes to money issues. Have balance. When it comes to content, when it comes to rida, be happy with what you have. Stop looking over the fence. Stop always comparing yourself to someone who is financially higher than you. In that case, you're always going to be eating yourself from inside. You're always going to be miserable, you know. And then those other very evil kind of inside, batani, evil traits start to appear. The most dangerous of them is greed. The most dangerous of them is hasad and enviness. And of course that becomes, you know, the worst of worst when it comes to you as a human being.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
There are many lessons
of the book
by those prophets. And
eat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Another important point is when it comes to tijara, is to remember that there are ad'iyah, there are supplications that a person should recite at the time of business, at the time of wanting rizq, and things like that. Now, of course, you don't want to be a person, when it does come to affairs of business, as Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli says, you don't want to be that person who always, you know, is lies or deceives or unfaithful or disloyal or deceiving when it comes to business transactions and things like that. When it comes to ribh, when it comes to having profits, be reasonable in the profit that you want to make. You know, don't overdo it. You know, ليس من المروءة الربح على الإخوان. You know, it's not chivalry. It's not a chivalrous thing for a person to gain profit from their brethren. A lot of these things that speak about remembering that a person should not dellis, should not deceive, should not have غش. من غش مسلما في شراء أو بيع فليس منا. If you deceive a fellow Muslim in buying something or in selling something, then you are not considered to be a Muslim. And there's one, two, three full pages that speak about deception and deceiving and being fraudulent in business transactions. And of course, many of these ahadith speak about how evil a person is. If you were to lie, if you were to, you know, deceive, if you were to try to rip someone off, as we usually say.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Now, again, there are certain kind of mu'amalat that a person should, or a certain kind of business transactions that a person should stay away from, that a person should avoid. And that is when it comes to dealing with the case of, for example, we gave the example of dogs. If the dog is not used for hunting, if the dog is not used for as a shepherd, if the dog, then of course, a guarding dog, then of course, such an example of transaction, buying or selling, would of course be classified as halal. There's one hadith, for example, that sometimes there are certain acts that are classified as makruh when it does come to transaction and business and things like that. I think an important point again here that needs to be mentioned is having a skill. And that's the fourth point here that Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli says. To have a skill, to have a hirfa, to have a sana. And whatever that skill may be, as long as it's halal, as long as this skill is halal, then of course we need to continue on in remembering that there's that whole topic of having balance in everything that we need to do. And of course, especially when it comes to the financial side. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi at-tahirin.